This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden was in Phoenix last week, same time we were there, actually, doing some reporting. The president announced $8.5 billion in grants, another $11 billion in loans to Intel to build and expand chip-making factories in Arizona and three other states. The Taiwanese semiconductor giant TSMC is in all likelihood in line for $5 billion for two facilities being built north of Phoenix. And a 65-year-old chip factory near Burlington, Vermont, is in line for some money, too. The plant, owned by GlobalFoundries, is far from its heyday. But the Biden administration is betting $1.5 billion it can be rebuilt to make a new kind of chip, as Marketplace's Henry Epp explains.
Beneath wood-paneled walls and a "Is it wine o'clock yet?" sign in Earl Mungin's basement in Westford, Vermont, he's laid out stacks of papers across his pool table, records and memorabilia from his 39 years working as an engineer and labor organizer at the semiconductor plant in Essex Junction. Flyers, meeting handouts,
newspaper clips on, you know, IBM when they were expanding their workforce actually by 500 people in Essex. And then, of course, this was in 1999.
IBM opened the plant in the mid-50s. For decades, it's been the small state's largest private sector employer. In the late 90s, it peaked out at about 8,500 employees.
It was like its own little city because there were so many employees and, you know, there's so many different personalities.
But that feeling didn't last. Starting in the early 2000s, Mungin says IBM cut back its investments in the facility.
Our quality kind of suffered a little bit and we had some slowdowns.
And the company started laying people off as it moved away from manufacturing and towards services.
It doesn't employ as many people as it did in the 90s, but it's employed generations of Vermonters.
Christine Dunbar was one of them. She worked at the Essex plant for over 25 years. IBM operated it until 2015, when the company actually paid GlobalFoundries to take the nondescript compound in an industrial park off its hands. By that time, its peak workforce had been cut by more than half. Now it's down to about 1,800 people. It also doesn't make the most cutting-edge chips. And yet, the plant has kept running.
You know, time and time again, that team there at IBM and now GlobalFoundries has, you know, transformed themselves and the products and has given that factory new life.
And if the plant clears a final hurdle, a due diligence check, and the $125 million federal grant comes through, they're poised to do it again, this time by making chips with a material called gallium nitride. Most chips are made on silicon, but Willie Shi, a professor of management practice at Harvard Business School, says gallium nitride is getting more popular because it can handle more power.
The electrons actually move faster in a gallium nitride semiconductor device than they do in silicon.
That makes it an ideal material for charging things, says Christine Dunbar. She now works for the British semiconductor firm IQE, which makes gallium nitride components. As we spoke, she was holding a charger that uses the material.
That plugs into the wall, that it charges my smartphone devices. It's cool to the touch, it charges very fast, and it's using a lot less energy.
All of those attributes make these chips a good fit for electric vehicles, too. They can also amplify high frequencies in smartphones to access cell data. These specialty chips need to be a certain size, a size many plants can't make right now. Lucky for the Vermont plant, its older manufacturing lines can. And because new semiconductor plants are really expensive to build from scratch, Willie Shi at Harvard says older facilities like this one have value.
You already have clean room processes. You already have materials handling processes. And you have, you know, some of that general semiconductor expertise.
But Scott Johnson, the plant's senior director of technology development, says the place could use some better tools.
To stay competitive, you've got to continuously improve your plant. And this one needs some tender loving care.
It'll get it with the planned federal funds. And owner GlobalFoundries says it's putting some money in too, though it wouldn't say exactly how much. It also won't say exactly how many more people it will hire, beyond an expected 400 construction jobs. So while the plant may have a more certain future, that city-like workforce of the late 90s is not likely coming back. In Burlington, Vermont, I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.